Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorcher. Meseches Menachos is dedicated to Leila Nishmas Rabbi Chiel Michel ben Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Karfunkel.
We're learning Meseches Menachos Daf Ayin Beis. We're going to go back a little bit to Daf Ayin Aleph and Beis to the sugya of Kaitzer L'Shachas U'Machal LaBehema. The Gemara is going on the Mishnah. The Mishnah is talking about the Isser of Ktsira, the Isser of cutting the grain before they bring the Eimer. And the Mishnah says a Chiddush, Kaitzer L'Shachas U'Machal LaBehema. If the grain is not ripe yet, so you line to cut the unripe grain, that's called shachas, in order to feed it to your behema. Then the Mishnah brings down two shittas. Rabbi Yehuda Emesai Bizman Shemaschat Shalehevi Shlish. Rabbi Yehuda says you have to start before it reached the third of its growth. Rabbi Shimon Eimer, Yiksev Yachal Afmi Shehevi Shlish. No, even if it reached the third of its growth, you could still be kaitzer it. The Achreinim point out, the Mefarshim, that the Rambam in Pirish Mishnayis and the Rav on the Mishnah, he says that Igiya Shlish means the last Shlish. It reached the last third of its growth. And the Mefarshim are bothered, why does the Rambam learn that way? Usually Igiya Shlish means the first third. It reached the third of its growth. That's usually a shear for Chumas and Maishas. The Rambam learns that way. All over you have the shear of Igiya Shlish, and the Rambam learns a Kipshuta. It means to reach the third of its growth. Why does he say the last third? Mefarshim asked the Kasha. Now the Gemara brings a Mishnah Lagabe Peya. Brings a Mishnah, the question is, what's considered one field to give one Peya? And what's considered two fields, that each field requires its own Peya? So if you have a field with a hefsik, like a Nachal, a Shlulis, you have a brook, a stream, a river, a Derech HaYochid, a Derech HaRabim, you have a roadway, a private roadway, a public roadway, so you have all these things that could be a hefsik, that when you have two fields with the hefsik in the middle, you have to give two pays instead of one pay. And then the Gemara brings the machlokes, Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim. Rabbi Meir says that kaitzer l'shachas is mafsik, div Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says that, let's say, you cut it unripe. So that's not considered a ktsira. So therefore, Lagabe Peya, you have two fields, and in the middle of the two fields, you cut the shvua before it was ripe. So that's not considered a ktsira Lagabe Peya. So kum dais, the other two fields, the two fields on the side, will each require its own Peya. That's a hefsik. And the Chum say no. It's not a hefsik unless you plowed it. If you plowed it, that's a stay near, that would be a hefsik. But if you didn't plow it, even though you cut it when it was unripe, it's not considered a hefsik. And Rashi explains, because they hold that Kaitzel Shachas is considered a Ksira. It's called a Tchilas Ksira. So therefore, you started the Ksira with that. And then when you finish the Ksira, so that's one, it's considered one big field. You were Kaitzel Shachas, that's part of the Ksira. And then you did the rest of the Ksira with the other two fields. It's all considered one big field, and it gets one pay for all three areas, the two areas on the side of the Kaitzel Shachas and the Kaitzel Shachas. So the Gemara says, Amr Rabbi Bar Bar Chana, Amr Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Meir Beshidus Rabbi Shimon Amr. The Amr Yekse V'yachal Af Mishavi Yishlish, Amr Kesav V'kol HaShachas Lav Ktsirihi. The Gemara thought that the Mechlekes Rabbi and the Chum were talking about after it reached the third. And here we have a Mechlekes in the Mishnah, we got the Ktsirah Kaidim La'aymer. The Issa of Ktsirah Kaidim La'aymer. Rabbi Shimon says, even if it reached the third, but it's also called Shachas. And the Gemara thought that the Machlekes Rebbe and the Chachamim is similarly when it reached the third. So therefore, Rabbi Meir that says that it's not considered a Ktsira, even though it reached the third, that goes like Rabbi Shimon that holds it, Lagabi the Issa Ktsira Kaidim La'imer, it's also not considered a Ktsira. The Gemara is comparing what's considered, or what's not considered a Ktsira, Lagabi that we don't consider it to be one big field, Lagabe Peya, to what's not considered a Ksira, Lagabe, that it wouldn't be us to do this before the Ksira Saimer. So the Gemara says, Yosef Rabba Vakamala Shmaitza, Esra Vacha Brahunna Larava, Achla Chagov, Kirsamu and Amolam Shavasa Ruacha Kol Maidim, Charish Mafsik, Lacharish Eina Mafsik. Let's say you didn't cut it when it was unripe. Let's say instead what happened was you never cut it at all. And the middle of the field was eaten by locusts or by ants, or the wind broke it. So there, everyone agrees that it's considered that it's one big field. You don't say that it's not a field, unless you do Cherisha. So Gemara says, a kol meidim man Rabbi Meir. Who is that kol meidim Meir? Now, why is Rabbi Meir meida? What's the difference if you cut it when it was unripe, or if the Chagavim ate it? L'chari, that's even less of a ktsira. The Teretz is, if you're going to say that the Mishnah's talking about it was lohi via shlish, and there Rav Meir says, since it's not a third, it's not considered a ksira. So then we could say that this brace is a viyashlish. And since it's a viyashlish, so it's considered a ksira, and the Gemara is saying a chiddush, even though no one was kaitzer, it is still considered a ksira, legambe, that it all has a hemshech, it's not called a hefsik for peyah. But here, mesnisa nami b'shehevi shlish, hashtam osim the katsira, am Rav Meir lo yishma ksira. Hachal ekolshkein, if you're going to say we're talking about it had a third, so if even the case where you yourself cut it, you're saying it's not considered a ksira. So here, you didn't cut it, so of course it wouldn't be considered a ksira. So Gemara was chayzer, and says, no, sir, Rav Meir holds b'shitas Rav Yehuda amra. Rav Yehuda is the one that says that before a shlish it's not called a ksira. Rav Meir that says it's not called a ksira is going like Rav Yehuda, that if it's not a shlish, it's not called a ksira. And the Gemara goes, vayta, but ad kan atzarech l'nyanenu. So Taisus asks Akasha, why don't you say a Pasha Dezach? Why don't you say that the Machloikis between Rav Meir and the Chacham by Kaitzel L'Shachas L'Gabe Pei is talking about a Via Shlish Taka, and the case where he's Maida by Ach L'Chagav and Kersimu in the moment Shavasa Ruach, the case where he's Maida when a Chagav ate it, is talking about when it's Nigma Kol Tzarkai, when it's complete the Tvua. That's why he's Maida. Rav Meir said it's done by Shachas, and the Gemara's having it was a Shachas was even by a Via Shlish. So why don't you simply say that the Braisa that says that everyone's Maida by the Chlu Chagav and Kersimu and Amalim, etc., is talking about it was called Tzarka. It wasn't Shachas at all. It was immensely Kotzer. So Taisa says three Terutzim. The first Teres Taisa says is that if it's immensely Kotzer, then even Charish doesn't help. Now that's a big Kiddush. The Brisker Rav is bothered since Vinishvi, the Achla Chagav and the Kirsimu and the Mulam, that is really not a Ksira that will be Mechayev Peya. So why shouldn't Charisha help? That Mamish makes it a stay near. Why shouldn't Charisha help? Ishlaim without Charisha, so it's all one big wheat field. But if you have Charisha, why shouldn't Charisha help? He says, all of the Peya, Charisha helps. Now Taisa's third teretz is that you can't be mechalik between shlish and emedis likotzer. It's exactly the same din. The Gemara knew that shlish and emedis likotzer is exactly the same din. But, so kum des punk fakert. Avada Charisha would help, because shlish and emedis likotzer are exactly the same din. But the Gemara couldn't be mechalik between shlish and emedis likotzer. But the Karen Arya says it's also a shver teretz. Because Reb Shimon that says that kaitzel l'shachas is not called the ksira, Avada that's talking about because it's not ripe. That's the site of Kaitzel L'Shachas. It's a big deichik to say that Dasa Lein that you've been Kaitzel L'Tzarech Machal Behema makes it Eis Ksira and you'll have to do it before the Eimer. The Mishnah is talking about Kaitzel L'Shachas, it's not ripe. So Reb Yudah says it's Dafka when it's Loi Yivi Yishlish. Once it's Yivi Yishlish, it has a shame Tvua, would have a Ding Ksira. And Reb Shimon says, no, L'Mais it's not ripe. It's not really Royal Adam. You're not doing it for the Adam. So, male, it's not called the Xeris of Tvua. You're cutting animal food, you're cutting grass, you're not cutting Tvua. But if it's Mamish Tvua, that's a medisly Kotzer, Serb Shim would call that Kaisel Ashachas. Also very schwer. You have to say in Taisus Lechaira that Lefidus said, Reb Shimon would have to hold that any time you do it Lebehema, that's already a Het of Xira. That would be a big Kiddush. But Taisus' middle Teretz is, the second Teretz is, that the Gemara thought that it's not a chiddush if you're going to say that you need charash in the case of emedis likatzer. The Charif was saying a chiddush that Rav Meir is meida, that you need charash by achlu chagav and kersimu namalim. Mistami, you're going to have to say that it's talking about a viyashlish. If it's emedis likatzer, it's not a chiddush. The Karinari says a little bit more. The Charif is what Taisus means, that when the Braisa says a kol meidim, that means that this should have some shaykhis to the original machloikis. The original machloikis was, if tfu is not ripe, is that considered a ksira or not? Rav Meir holds it's not considered a ksira. And the chamod is considered a ksira, even though it's not ripe. So if here we're talking about completely ripe tvua, and the only question is because he didn't do the ksira, so that's a different idain. That's nothing to do with the machlekes remain the chachamim. Taisa says it's pashit, that in that case you would need a charisha. Okay, now you're saying a little bit different, even if it's not so pashit, because maybe you would think that as long as you didn't do the ksira, so it's not called the ksira. So Melo would be called a hefsik for pay because he didn't have a ksira in this part. As a chiddush, that since it's a viyishlish, or it's a medes likatzer, even though you didn't do the ksira, it is called the ksira. But al kapanim has nothing to do with the machlekes remain the chamim. The machlekes remain the chamim is if it's not ripe. There the shailas is called the ksira not. Here, if it's fully ripe, it wouldn't have anything to do with it. But the Tarot says, we're talking about a viyishlish. So then it makes sense. By lo yaviyishlish, there's a machlekes remain the chachamim. By yaviyishlish, you would think there may, even by yaviyishlish, says, as long as it's not fully ripe, Rameo is not a ksira. Kamashma, no. By yaviyishlish, Rameo is meida. But by medes likatzer, it wouldn't be negated that Rameo should be meida. So lamaisa, that's the Gemara's maskana. There are meya b'shitas Rabbi Yehuda Amra. There are meya that holds that kaitzel l'shachas is mafsik by peya. That's talking about it was lo yaviyishlish, and that goes like Rabbi Yehuda, that by kaitzel by lo yaviyishlish, it's not a problem of ksira kaida ma'imer. So the Lechem Mishnah asks a kasha in the Rambam, Ashrei Rambam. The Rambam paskins by Och L'Chagov, that even by Lo Yaviyishlish, the Rambam paskins that you need Charash. The Rambam says, Ashekatzim b'emtza, afilu kaidim shevi shlish, v'charash v'makam shekatzim, is nefsekes v'shtei sadas. But you need Charash, even if it wasn't a Yaviyishlish. This is Rambam Matnes Ani in Perigim Alach Adalit. So in fact, the Lechem Mishnah, but the Rambam here, in Hilchus Tamidim U'Musafim, L'gabit Adin of Ksiru Kaidim Ha'imer, the Rambam paskins that as long as it's Lo'i V'yishlish, Yilana be Kaitzer at the Machala Behema. So how does it shtim? The Gemara compares it to. The Gemara says that what's a Ksiru L'gabit Ha'imer, what's not a Ksiru L'gabit Ha'imer, is not a Ksiru L'gabit Peya. And the Rambam paskins L'gabit Peya is considered a Ksiru, even though it's Lo'i V'yishlish. And the Rambam passes the Gabi Omer that as long as it's a lay of Yishlish, you let it be kites the machal beima. That's right, the Lechem Mishnah Shaila. So there are various mafarshim that say terutzim. The B'chaim Kanievsky in the Sefer Derech Amuna on the Rambam there in his Bir Alocha, he says a Gishmak Eteretz. He says in our Mishnah we don't have a shita that argues on kites the l'shachas. And says you're not going to be kaitzel l'shachas, even by lo yaviyishlish kaidim la'imer. So the Rambam learned up that the machlekes remain the chachamim is not if kaitzel l'shachas without yaviyishlish is that called the ksir. That's not the machlekes. Avad everyone's masking that before yaviyishlish is not considered a ksir. Now the chachamim hold it doesn't matter since the ma'isa grain did grow there. It wasn't totally empty. It wasn't boyer. The grain did grow there. Even though you cut it before it's a Yigiyishlish, it's not considered a Hefsik. You need Charash in order to make it a Hefsik. Even though you don't have a Shem Ktsira, even though the Tvua B'chlal is not Shayachan in the Shem Ktsira, doesn't matter. That's not called a Hefsik. So the Rambam Paskin's on that, like the Chachamim. That's how you Paskin. Yachiv Rabbim, Alachiv Karabim. Agamar is saying like this. Agamar was danning, Rabbi Meir holds a kaitzel l'shachas, since it doesn't have a shem ksir, it is a hefsik. Then the shail is, what's a taich of kaitzel l'shachas? When do you have a case of kaitzel l'shachas, it's not a ksir. So in that, in Shitas Rabbi Meir, the Gemara is told too. Does he hold like Rabbi Shimon, that even Hevi'ishlish, it doesn't have a shem ksir? Does he hold like Rabbi Huna, dafka by lo Hevi'ishlish, it doesn't have a shem ksir? In Rabbi Meir, it's sugishtel, because Rabbi Meir holds you need a shem ksir. Without a shame ksira, it's going to be mafsik v'peya. So in Rabbi Meir, you make it tzushtel. Does it go like Buddha, like Rabbi Shimon? But in the Chachamim, it's not the pshat, the Chachamim hold it as a shame ksira less than shlish. The Chachamim holds it as a shame ksira. As long as you had tvua on the field, even tvua which never became tvua, even tvua that never reached the shlish, that would be considered a hafsik elam kein charash. So the Rambam paskins here like the Mishnah. The Mishnah here says kaitzel l'shachas is mutter. And the Rambam there passes like the Mishnah, like the Chachamim, that says that Kaitzel l'shachas is not mafsik elam kein charash. It's not a steer. Mechatesa peya has the same gedarim as Eimer. But Rabbi Meir that says that kaitzel l'shachas, the ksira lane is a hefsik, vice they sells, you need a shame ksira. That's sugishtel to the Eimer. That's Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky's teretz in the Rambam. One more nekuda on the sugya. Taisus here, the Ramaskal Eimer, brings down the Rashi in Psachim. The Gemara in Psachim wants to bring a raya that chadash is mutabano. Wants to bring a makar that chadash is also bachil, it's mutabano. So the Gemara brings a raya from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, kaitz l'shachas u'machal l'behema. We're talking about chadash, so you see that chadash is mutabano because you can give it to a behema to eat. So Rashi in Psachim says that there's two cases. There's kaitzur l'shachas. There's no isik tzir if you're doing it when it's unripe. That's kaitzur l'shachas. And another is another din, machal l'behema, that if you don't do the ktsira, even if you pick out kernels that are fully ripe, you could give them to eat for a behema. So that shows you that chadash is mutta to give to a behema. And presumably, Rashi didn't want to learn that kaitzur l'shachas u'machal l'behema is one case, that you give the shachas to the behema. Because if it's shachas, if it's not ripe, so maybe that's why it's mutter to give to the behemah. Because if it's not ripe, it doesn't have an issa chadash. So that's what Rashi says. It's two cases. Kaisel shachas is when it's not ripe. And machle behemah is even if it is ripe. But Taisus says that our gemara is mavur not the way. Our gemara is mavur. The gemara says, eimed de shamasle behudu le behemah le adam mishamasle. When the gemara wanted to ask on Rabbi Meir, that says, we want to say Rabbi Meir b'shitas Rabbi Huda amra. And we say that Rabbi Huda, maybe he only said his din when you're cutting the unripe tvua for a behema. How do you know it's true when you cut it for a person? So you see clearly that kaisel shachas u'machal behema is the same case. Rabbi Huda is talking about a case where you're cutting the unripe tvua and feeding it to a behema. So Taisus is bothered. Rabbi says, how do you know chadash is asabano? Maybe here it's different because it was lo yaviyah shlish. It's not chadash yet. So Taisus says that the Gemara there was saymech on what it says in the Mishnah, that Behuda's lashon is, emesai, bizman shemaschil actually hevi shlish. You started cutting it before it was hevi shlish. But when you finished cutting it, it was already hevi shlish. And even then, since you started cutting it before it was hevi shlish, you finished cutting it when it was hevi shlish, you could still give it to the behema. Is it right? Even after hevi shlish, you could give it to a behema. That's the Gemara Psachim's Raya, the Chodesh is Mutabano. So, the Achreinim Shtelzich, the Karen Ayra, and the Sfasemis, that you see from Taisus, and the Chari from Rashi and Psachim as well, that if the Tvua is not ripe, it's not heavy Shlish, there's no Issa Chodesh. And you're allowed to eat it. Because if there's an Issa Chodesh, even when it's not heavy Shlish, so then, that's Gufa de Gemara's right. Even though it's not Hevi Shlish, it's still an Issa de'Aisa of Chadash on it, and you're still allowed to feed it to a behema. Vais Taisus and Rashi Neman, that if it's not Hevi Shlish, there's no Issa Chadash. So the Karen Ayrem and the Sfasemis are bothered Mehecha Taisa. You see by Klaya Karen in the Marshal that there's an Issa even before it was Hevi Shlish. So even though Legabi the Issa Ktsira, that you need Hevi Shlish, because it has to have a shame Ktsira. Ktsira is only when you cut it for grain. If you cut it for shachas, it doesn't have a shame ktsira. But the issa chadash, maybe the issa chadash is stam chal on the plant, even if it's not evishlish. Me'echa taste, it's only also when it's evishlish. The Kanar thinks it's a meduyig in the Rambam. About the Rambam says, tfuish le'evishlish mutta lixel hachal behema. It's mashman efer an adam, it's asr. I don't see the big diuk, because maybe it's asr, there's an issa ktsira, even balei hevi shlish, if you're not doing it for a behemah. Maybe that's how the Rambam's paskening. The Eile Shleimai brings a Yushalmi, which he says that the Yushalmi is mavur like Taisus. That if it's not hevi shlish, there's no isser. The Yushalmi is in Chala, Perik Aleph, Halacha Gimel. The Yushalmi says, Maru shechev malechem shalei mishum chadash, ayu chayev and tfuish lehevi shlish of chadash. That was the Yushalmi Shailah. And the Yushalmi answers, says, v'lechem v'kali, whatever you chayev on kali, you chayev on lechem. So the Shleime says, you can't make kali if it's not hevi shlish. So mele, that shows you, but lechem also, you're not chayev if it's not hevi shlish. But the Magi and the Sfasemis brings the same Yushalmi the other way. The Emes is the Machlekes and the Mefarshim. The Pei Meisha learns it like the Eile Shleime, that the Yushalmi's maskana is that if it's not heavy shlish, you're not chayev on chadash, you know it's the chadash. But the magin the sefemis brings the base ephraim, in yoredei simen samaches, it learns yishalmi fakert, that kali doesn't need to be shlish. Kali you make from shachas. So huadin lechem doesn't need to be shlish. So yishalmi says fakert, that even if it's not shlish, you're chayev. So kumtais, this shayla, whether, if something is not heavy shlish, is that only a din that there's no ksira? Or is it always the chadash b'chlal? Is b'emes in the Yishalmi Shaila in Masech Teschala, Perek Aleph Halach HaGimel? And what the Yishalmi's teretz is the Shaila Mepharshim. Temesha learns that the Yishalmi's maskan is that you're not chayav shlish, and that's what Rashi and Taisus hold. And the Beis Ephraim learns that no, the Yishalmi's maskan is that no, you're chayav even if it's less than a shlish, and that's what the Karenar and the Sosemis are being ma'ir on Taisus. And now let's go back to Daf Ayin Beis. The Gemara is going on the Mishnah that says, talking about the Isser of doing a Ktsira and anything before the Omer, before the Ktsira's Omer, and the Mishnah says, Kaitchim im ne netiyos, im ne beis evil, ne bilto beis hamedrish. You're allowed to be Kaitzer if the reason why you're cutting the Tfu is because of the trees, you want that the small, the young trees, the saplings, shouldn't get ruined. Or the reason why you're being Kaitzer is because you need a place for the beis evil. We need a place for the Beis HaMedrash. We need a place to learn. So these things are mutter. There's no Issef Ksira, Kaidim Ha'imer, in these Eifanim. So the Gemara says, Mai Tama. Why is there no Isser? Why isn't there the Isser of Ksira, Kaidim Ha'imer, Reishis Ketzirchem? So the Gemara says, Ketzirchem, Amar Rachmana, Volei Ketzir Mitzvah. So it's Ketzirchem. Ketzirchem is Rishus, not when it's a Mitzvah. So since Bittul Beis HaMedrash and Avol is a Mitzvah, so Mamela, it's not called Ketzirchem. So the Aimer would be called Reishis Ketzirchem. You only Mimayit when the Ketzir is for you, not when it's for a mitzvah. So the Sfas Emes, and also the Teferis Yisrael and Mishnayis, they both say the Ikka Joshua of Ketzirchem is that the only Isser is when you're doing the Ketzirah for the purpose of eating it. That's when there's an Isser of Ketzirah. Mashayin came when you're doing the Ketzirah for another purpose. You want it for a Beis HaEvel or a Beis HaMedrash. So there's no Issa of Ketzirchem. And L'chayr, the reason why they're learning this way, why don't they learn Pashit, that even if you're doing it, not for the purpose of eating it, that would also be Asr. But Beis HaEvel or Beis HaMedrash is for a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah that's matter. Why do they learn that stam that the heter is because you're doing it for a different purpose? L'chayr, the Ikkar problem is, and this is brought in the brackets in the Sfas Emes, I think it was written by his son-in-law, because Beis HaEvel is a mitzvah derabanan. Beis Medrash maybe is a mitzvah deraisa of Talmud Torah, but Beis HaEvel is a mitzvah derabanan. So Me'echa Teisa, mitzvah derabanan, would be mutter. So Me'ela, they learn that the vart isn't that it's a mitzvah. The vart is that you're not doing it for the purpose of eating. You're doing it for the purpose of preparing the place for practical use. So according to them, huadin, if you're not doing it for a mitzvah, you want to make a field that people should have a place for schera, or for teal, or for whatever it is, would also be mutter. Maybe that would be also midarabanan. But al kapanim, the same Joshua we might such a thing. But from Rashi in the Mishnah, it's not mashman away, because the chayr oiba zay, all three timeim, the kaitzim ne'anetiyas, and they based every bit of base manner should all have the same time. Because when you kaitzim ne'anetiyas, you're cutting away the wheat because you want the trees should be able to grow well. So you'd also have the same time. You're not cutting it for achila, you're cutting it so the trees should grow well. And Rashi says on the Mishnah, kaitzim nishleyef sidu, and he throws in the fish, aisit fu and irila aimer. Because you can't bring it from a stay ilon. So memela, since it's not roi, for the Omer, that's the heter. It sounds like from Rashi, that if the Yisoid of Kais Ben Antias is not Alts Mitzvah, I mean, his other pshat was, it also shouldn't be a problem of Klayim, that would be Mitzvah. But if it's not Alts Mitzvah, so you have to come on to a different heter, and the heter is because the Omer doesn't come from there. And the Yisoid of Rabbanan, you would need that it would only be because of Seid Vilonis, otherwise you'd miss the Rabbanan. But Al-Kopanim, you see that even though you're not being Kais La'achila, that alone is not a heter lefi Rashi. So the emes is the hanocha that the Sfas Emes pretty much says that by a mitzvah derabanan you wouldn't have a meal of ketzirchem v'loy ketzir mitzvah. is not muchach. Levad, the Yad David says in the Mishnah, maybe Beis Hevel is considered a mitzvah deraisa. It's a mitzvah deraisa of haftarecha kamecha. But that's the line is not muchach. But the emes is the kaivet tzaris, Rabbi Chanan, in Simen Memches Eishin Aleph, and the Minchas Chinuch in Simen Shen Beis, they say that when the Torah is b'mayik tzir mitzvah, a mitzvah derabanan is included. The Torah could reckon with a mitzvah derabanan. Rabbi Chanan is talking about there also about Eisek b'mitzvah patim n'itzvah. You learn that Eisek b'mitzvah patim n'itzvah from b'shivtecha b'veisecha, that it's only b'shevis didach and b'lechis didach, but not when it's a mitzvah. And you find makbul p'nei rabbi, other things, mitzvahs derabanan also, you have a din of Eisek b'mitzvah patim in a mitzvah. Teretz is, the Torah could reckon with the mitzvah derabanan. Mitzvah derabanan is also called the mitzvah. You don't say they mean their Eisa. It's not a mitzvah, so the Torah doesn't reckon with it. If the Torah is a mayat mitzvah, the Torah can make a mitzvah derabanan also. Dash state in Rabbi Chanan, and dash state in the Minchas Chinuch, and the Arches HaChaim from the Malbim, it's in Simen Yud Gimel, and there it's Yud HaEsyan Aleph, he's discussing, if you have, let's say, a beggar, which is Mechuyiv and Tzitzis Min HaRabanan, would there be an Isser Eitzah to go out with such a beggar with Tzitzis on Shabbos? Or the other way, if you have, let's say, a beged with its tzitzis, a kashim in the raisa and pasim in the rabbanim, would there be an isser etzah to go out with such a beged on Shabbos? Do you say that the isser the raisa of etzah would be tali in me the raisa what it is? If me the raisa is not mechuyiv in tzitzis, there'd be an isser the raisa of etzah. And if me the raisa is kashu with tzitzis, there won't be an isser the raisa of etzah. But the Malm says no. He says it's all tali in the rabbanim because the Torah could rechem with the rabbanans. And he brings mamish 15 different places in Shas. The Minchas Chinuch also says, Mitzinu Kama Pamim, but Arches Chaim Mamish Mol's Eis, 15 different times, where you find that the Din Derabanan affects the Din Deraisa. L'mashal by Seita, you need that the Ish should be Menukame Avain. And you find that if he did an Issa Derabanan, also he's not called Menukame Avain. Well, Agabe Shua Seidus has to be Kashal Eidus, Apsil Eidus Derabanan, also a Pata from Shua Seidus. Because you find so many different places where a din derabanan, a chiv derabanan, an issa derabanan, a psul derabanan would affect the din deraisa. And he brings that case also. So the way these are chayim are learning, Rabbi Chanan, the Minchas Chinuch, the Malbim, that ketzirchem v'lei ketzir mitzvah means kipshutei, v'lei ketzir mitzvah. If it's a mitzvah, there's no issa of ksira. And that would apply to a mitzvah derabanan also, it's also called a mitzvah. Now, the Gemara says that when you cut it, l'shem mitzvah, to make for a beis evil or for the bit of beis medrash, the Mishnah says, l'yasa krichais, you shouldn't make them into bundles, el tzvasim, menichan tzvasim. And the Gemara says, why? Maitama the kama de ef shalei terchinon. As much as possible, we're not matriach. Shaila says, what does it mean we're not matriach? What's this issa tircha? Why can't you be matriach? What's the problem with being matriach? The Karenaira, the Brisker Rav is bothered, but the Karenaira says what it means is that we don't want it to look like it was a serious rishus. And the Chayra means will be a marasayan and a kshad. People see you handling with the bushels like regular wheat, so they'll think that you're over on the Issa being kaitzer lefnei aimer. They don't realize that you're being kaitzer because the bitl beis menish or beis evil because of netiyos. Shagashai says it also in the Tshuvas HaChadashis, in his Kunchus by Chadash and Simon Dalad, he also learns that way. And like we spoke in the previous year, that's how he learns the Issa of Geichim. He wants to go that according to Behuda, Chadash is Badumine, they weren't Geizadom Asal Lemechel. The reason why they asked Geichim is because people will think that you did the Issa of Ksir Lefnei Aimer. But he says, if the Heter is because the Aimer doesn't come from this field, like Beis HaShlachim, so then they only asked Geichim, because by Geichim you don't know which field it came from. But to make Krichais, that they didn't ask it. They didn't say, by Geichim Beis HaShlachim, you have to make Krichais. Yeah, you can't make Krichais, you have to make Tzvasim. Because by Beis HaShlachim, they could see it's a Beis HaShlachim. So just like they allowed you to be Keitzer, because you could see it's a Beis HaShlachim, they allowed you to make Krichais also. But he wants to learn that Geichim they didn't allow, because Geichim you can't tell. Like we spoke in the previous year, according to Rashi and Tesis and others, Geichim is also a Issa of Shedom Asul Lemechel, because it could be stamma Beis HaShlachim. They'll always realize that it came from the Beis HaShlachim. But here, this field really does have an Issa Ktsira. Just you did it, L'shei Mitzvah. So it had the head of Ktsirchem V'loi Ktsir Mitzvah. But mele, if you do the krichais, some people won't know you did it l'shem mitzah. Some people see you being Isaac and krichais, they'll think that you did it for a shus. That's the chayr with the karenar. It means the shagisai reads it ice. Now, Ben Gershom is mashma that way. Ben Gershom on the side says, l'itachinon lasus kedarka lefnei ha'omer mishum shinui. You don't do it kedarka, you want to make a shinui. You want to make something different. The Rambam says such a nusach. Perek Zayin Hilchus Tvidim Esav L'Zayin V'Yasos and Kriyachas Kederech HaKoytshim. You say this in Tircha. You say this, you don't do it the same way so people will see that it's different, so people understand that you had a special heter. The Rizkirov is a little bothered, so why don't we make a shina by the Ksira? Why do we allow the Ksira to do Kedarkai? Why don't we say that the Ksira should be with the shina? Vas Epis, the bundling it, which is not the actual Isser, that we want you to do with the shinui, Mashenke and the Ksira not, but I think the Teretz is Pashit, I think because they didn't want to steer you from doing the mitzvah. Since you have a mitzvah of Avon LeBeis HaMedrash, or maybe even the Tiyas where it's Al-Tzefzid, well then anyway Rashi says it's a field that you can't bring a Omer from it, so maybe you'll be able to tell, but the Pshah is, they don't want to be Matriach on you so much to do it in a shinui if it's going to steer the mitzvah. That's what the Gemara's Lashin is, Kama de Efshe Lo Techinon. Efsha means Efsha without staring your mitzvah. Ksira, if we're going to tell you not to be kaisa kedarka, that would stare the mitzvah. But now you did the mitzvah already. So kama de Efsha, whatever we could do without staring the mitzvah, lo techinon. That's what I would say, parsha pshat. Another klein shigar in this sugya is that Rashi says krichais is alumais. And Taisa says, the Efsha loy mekein, kenemucha perik elu mitzias. Rashi says Kriches is alumais, and Taisus says you can't say it like it's Mochan Eilam Metzias. And L'chaya, what Taisus means is that in Eilam Metzias it's Mavur that alumais are bigger than Kriches. That Kriches are easy to step on. The Gemara there says that's why it's called the Simen Asalu Daris, or you could kick it around. That's why Makam would not be a Simen. And alumais, you don't step on them, or you don't kick them around. That's why it's not a Simen Asalu Daris. That's why Makam would be a Simen. There's a difference in Kriches and alumais because alumais are bigger than Kriches. Now, L'chaira doesn't sound like such a shver kasha in Rashi, because Rashi wasn't discussing the size. The targum l'mashal of ma'alman alumen is makarchan krichan. The point of Rashi is that the word krichais means alumais, meaning you might be more familiar with the word alumais, and that you'll understand it means a bundle of grain that people bundle together after the grain is cut. So you're saying that's what krichais means. But in echanami, so alumis is bigger. What's the size of chapping Rashi? So I think like this, Rashi says the difference between Krichas and Svasim is, Krichas means that it's tied together, and Svasim means it's not tied together. That's a chilek. Krichas is when it's tied, and Svasim is it's untied. So Mela, the difference isn't in the size. The difference is that Krichas are tied, and Svasim are untied. So Rashi's saying that the Mishnah's not medactic exactly the size. The Mishnah says Krichas. You can't make any size that's tied together. So Rashi says it means alumais. But it doesn't mean alumais, dafke big ones, lafuke kriches and small ones. We're not discussing the size. It gives a general word. It could be somewhat interchangeable. And the main thing is it shouldn't be tzvasim, and tzvasim is the pshat that it's untied. Now Shenkein, the Rav learns pshat, that kriches are big bundles, and tzvasim are small bundles. So I think this is Beiko what Taisus is coming lafuke. He's saying that Kriches means alumais, and Svasim means small. That the Gemara in Eilam Metzias is mashmanat the way, unless you're going to say that there are three sizes. Alumis are very big, and Kriches are in the middle, and Svasim are smaller. That's a little dachuk. So to say that the Mishnah uses the word Kriches to tell you big ones, that the Gemara in Eilam Metzias is mashmanat the way. That fakert. The Kriches is the small one, the Alumis are the big ones. So now that I see that the Rav in the Bar Tanura in the Mishnayis has at least one shot, maybe it really comes from the Pirish Mishnayis LaRambam, it would seem that that's Be'ikah what Taisus is bothered with, that he's bothered with the pshat to say that Kriches are the big ones, because the Gemara in El Metzias has Kriches as being the small bundles. Yeah, I think it's Richtig Laimik HaPshat. And now let's see the next sugya. The Mishnah said, Nixer b'yayim kasher. Even though the Ikad din, the Tzvasa is Liksa b'layla, V'nikse b'yayim is kasher. So first, I want to say over a shtickle from the Keren Eirem and the Svas Emes, and we'll see, it has to do a little bit with what we're going to speak about later. But they say it over here. The Gemara brings a pasuk, how do you know that nikse b'yayim is kasher? And the Keren Eirem is bothered in the Svas Emes, if there's already, it says, the Mishnah had said before, mitzvah sa'im alavim in akama, le'matzah yavim in a'imrim. Now, you really should cut it from the standing tefuah, but let's say there is no standing tefuah, so you could bring it from tefuah that's already cut. So you see that even though the tefuah wasn't cut for the a'imr b'chlal, and presumably it wasn't necessarily cut at night, and it wasn't cut l'shem mitzvah sa'imr, it's a'imrim, you're still allowed to use them for the a'imr. So what's b'chlal, the new chiddush of nikse b'yayim is kasher? Why would nikse b'yayim be worse than bringing it from the a'imrim? So Zak the Karen Eir in this Vasem said, I have a half minute that it was worse. Because if you didn't cut it by night, then you're cutting it first now by day, so then that's a chsaron of tmimais. The Gemara had learned that earlier on Daf Samach Zayin, that the din, that Sfira has to be by night, because you need tmimais. It's only tmimais and Sfira is by night. We discussed that then. And from there, you have a hekesh that ktsira also has to be by night. So they want a tiny svara that by the ktsira also there's a din tmimais. It's not stam al limud that a zayvi svira has to be by night, because svira need tmimais. So who would think ktsira has to be by night, even though by ktsira it's not shaykh the inyan of tmimais? No, by ktsira it's also shaykh the inyan of tmimais. You have to be kaitzir in a way that you're cutting it that there's sheva shabbosis tmimais after the ksira. So that's the chsarim bayayim. So Vilna Karen Aaron, they want to say that the Gemara brings a machlekes Rebbe and Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon, if you yaitse when you kaitse bayayim, that Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon is only have a problem if you kaitse bayayim. The Gemara doesn't bring it legabe being kaitse and taking him in a imrim. That even Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon hold is okay. Rabbi Elazar Rebbe Shimon holds that you can't be kaitzer b'yayim because it's a chsaron of tmimais. And that's the bezunder chiddush of nikse b'yayim kasher, and it's not a problem of tmimais. That's the machlokes tanan. That's a shtickle from the Karen Eir in the Svas Emes. Now the Gemara asks a stira. Our Mishnah says nikse b'yayim is kasher, and the Mishnah Megillah says, kol ha'layla kasher l'ksira sa'imer, that the whole night is kasher l'ksira sa'imer. Vais dais, you can't do it by day, you have to do it by night. So Rabbi says, L'kasha, her Rebbe, her Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon. That Rebbe holds that you could be kaitzer by day. It's not a chsaron of tmimais. Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon holds you can't be kaitzer by day. There is a chsaron of tmimais. So the Svas Emes says, klar, but the day before that would be good. Because Taisus was bothered. That maybe when the Mishnah says, nikse b'yayim kasher, it means the day before. Because you can't say that nikse b'layla is coming lafuga the day before, because hekta chalom ve'varim also has to be by night, but it could be the day before. It just can't be after the night. So maybe that's a pshat by Eimer. So Taisa says it can't be mechalik by Ksiris Eimer between the day before and the day after. But the Svas Emes is not fakert. It could be mechalik. Adarabah. The day before, everyone holds its kasher. That's the first part of the Mishnah, that you can bring him in a Eimerim. But then the Mishnah tells you a new chiddush that nikse b'yayim kasher. Vaisus, it means the day after it's kasher. That's the machlekes Rebbe Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon. Now the Brisker Rav, and like we'll soon see, other Acharonim also ask this kasha. He wants to know what's b'chlal the kasha from our Mishnah that says nikse b'yayim is kasher, and from the Mishnah Megillah that says that ksiris ha'imer is only kasher kol ha'layla. Maybe that Mishnah Megillah is talking about the mitzvah of ksira. There's a mitzvah of ksira sa'imer. Ktsaritim is ksira, vesim is sa'imer. Ktsaritim is ksira, is a mitzvah of ksira sa'imer. That has to be done by night. You're not yates to the mitzvah of ksira sa'imer by day. But that Mishnah is talking about if the aimer is kasher. And the aimer is kasher, even by nixu b'yayim. What's the stira b'chlal? Why don't you say both Mishnayos are good? That Mishnah is talking about l'gabe the mitzvah of ksira sa'imer. That has to be by night. That Mishnah is talking about the kashrus of the aimer. The kashas of the Omer has to be done by day. So the Brisker Rav says that Al-Karchach, the Gemara Nemdan, that Al-Karchach and Mishnah has to hold that Nixta B'yayim Kasha means that you have a kiyam of the mitzvah Ksiris Omer by day. Because if it just means that the Eimer is kosher, pshita, even without a ksiv it's kosher. Well, that's the first part of the Mishnah. Le'matzim min ha'kama, maybe min ha'Eimer. So even if you didn't have any mitzvahs, even if you didn't have any ksivis ha'Eimer, it's kosher. So what's the chiddush nixer ayayim is kosher? Why is it different than maybe min ha'Eimer? Elamai, it's coming to tell you that you're mekayin the mitzvahs ksir ba'yayim also. So kumtais, the Rav is saying another pshat, different than the Karen Eirem and the Sfas Emes. The Karen Eirem and the Sfas Emes is saying that even though you know Eirem, you still don't know Nixi B'Yayim, because Eirem, you don't have the Chsarin of Tmimais, and by Nixi B'Yayim, you would think you'd have a Chsarin of Tmimais. The Rav is saying like this, Eirem is only a din in the kashrus of the Eirem. The Havas Eirem is kasher when you brought him in Eirem, but you weren't Mekayin the Mrs. Ksira. Nixi B'Yayim kasher is telling you Mekayin the Mrs. Ksira. Now the Mishkan is Yankov in Arachayim Simen Kuf Mem Aleph and also the Einig Yomtiv in Simen Mem Gimel. They also say Mamish like the Brisker Rav. And they say, with this you can answer up the Bahag. This is on Daf Samach Vav. I said Samach Zayim before. I meant Samach Vav. We spoke about this then, that there's a Machloikis Rishenim if you could do Sfir Saima by day. So the Bahag holds you could do Sfir Saima by day. And he says the reason is because we paskin like a Stam Mishnah. The Stam Mishnah is that a Nixi B'Yayim Kasher. That was Stam Mishnah. So that teaches you you could do Sfir Saima by day. Not like the Gemara there that brought a Braisa that Sfir Saima has to be by night because of Tmimais. But that Gemara also learned that the Ksir Saima has to be by night. And our Mishnah says that Ksir Saima could be by day. So in them state, the Sfir Saima could also be by day. They're state in the Bahag. Now Taisus argues, because Taisus says we don't pass him like the Mishnah of Nixer B'Yayim Kasher, because there's a Stam Mishnah in Megillah, the Mishnah the Gemara here brings, that Kala Laila Kasher L'Ksir Saima, B'Laila in B'Yayim Lai. So we pass him like the Stam Mishnah in Megillah, that Ksir Saima has to be by night. And Memela, we pass him that Sfir Saima has to be by night. And that's the Chayyim Mechalikas Yishenim. The Rambam goes like the Bahag, and he paskins both these two things, that Ksir Saimer is by day, and Sfir Saimer could be by day. And the Balei Taisus and the Rosh and others paskin that know that the Stam Mishnah Megillah holds that Ksir Saimer has to be by night. So Sfir Saimer has to be by night. So we mentioned there the Kasha, how could the Bahag be Matis Sfir Saimer by day? I'll smack our mission that says that Ksir Saima can be by day. Our mission also says that you can bring Mina Imrim. You don't need a Ksir altogether. That Gemara says like this. That Gemara says, how do you know when the Ksir is? How do you know when the Sphere is? The Sphere we know is Belila because of Tmimais, and we learn out a hekish the Sphere to the Ksira. But our Mishnah Be'echach is not makish the Sphere to the Ksira, because our Mishnah says that even Mina Oimim is kasher. So for Shteitzach, our Mishnah holds B'Yayim is kasher. Obviously, we're not being makish it to the Sphere. But how do you know anyone argues that the Sphere needs Tmimais? So the Mishkanis Yankov answers the Kasha. With this you say, that was saying from the Biskirov, Krakam made a Mishkanis Yankov, another Achrenim. That Nixa B'Yayim Kasha doesn't only mean the Eimer is kasher. Nixa B'Yayim Kasha means you have a keem of the mitzvah's ksira. So Mina Eimer is kasher, fine, it's kasher. The Avas Eimer is kasher Mina Eimer, but you never did the mitzvah's ksira. But here it says that you could do the mitzvah's ksira B'Yayim. So that, the Bahag is naming on, that everyone agrees that the mitzvah of ksira Eimer and the mitzvah of ksira Eimer tali habaha. So, the Braisa before that said that the mitzvah of Ksir Saimer, of Sfir Saimer has to be by night because of Tmimais, also holds that the mitzvah of Ksir Saimer has to be by night. And our Mishnah holds no, that the mitzvah of Ksir Saimer could be by day. And therefore, Behechuch, the mitzvah of Sfir Saimer has to be by day. What's the Raya, even when Oimim is kasher? Yeah, but then you're not being Mekayim the mitzvah. The Raya is not from what's kasher for the Avah Saimer. The Raya is when you Mekayim the mitzvah for Ketir Saimer. So Mel's Mishnah of the Bahag, and Tais also agrees to that. Just Tais holds that we pass like the Stam Mishnah Megillah, that the mitzvah of Ketir Saimer is not kasher by day. Now the Emes is Lefi the Mahalachah, the Sfas Emes, and the Karen Eir is also Mishnah of the Bahag. Because you could say the same cheshbon, you could say that la'olam, it's a yisayid musid, that if we're going to say tmimis by sphira, you're going to have to say tmimis by ksira. I'm in a oimim is kasher. That's because min oimim doesn't have a chsarin of tmimis, because min oimim was cut before yamtiv. But the Mishnah Megillah holds that when you kites the b'yayim, it's possible. Why? Because it's a chsarin of tmimis. That's where Blazer Reb Shimon holds. So Mela, since we don't pass in that way, we pass like the Stam Mishnah, the next to B'yayim is kashis, so B'ksiyud is no chsarin of tmimis, so Huda Meisriyud is no chsarin of tmimis. Either Mahalach you're going to learn to explain the Mishnah, what's the chiddush of next to B'yayim kasher? Anyway, it's kasher because you don't need a ksir b'chlal, you can bring me an Imrim, would answer the Mahak. If you explain it like the Brisker Rav, that the chiddush of Nixiv Yem Kashis is a keem of the Mitzvah's ksira, so very good. The fact that you can bring me an Imrim, that doesn't prove anything. That just means that the Imrim is kasher min Imrim. But you're not Mekayin the Mitzvah's ksira. So the Mahak holds that if you can't be Mekayin the Mitzvah's ksira only by night, so that Tana would hold that the Mitzvah's ksira also Mesir by night. But since our Mishnah is Mavur, that not only the Omer is Kasher, that's even in Omer, but by Miyayim, it's more than that. You Mekayin the Mitzvah Ksira, so within the Mitzvah Sphira. And if you hold like the Karen Eir in the Sfas Emes, that the Yisayit of Nixta Miyayim Kasher is the Chiddush is, that you don't say it's worse than in Omer, because you have a Ksarin of Tmimais. Oh, so that Mishnah says you don't have a Ksarin of Tmimais by Ksira. So within the Mishnah holds you don't have a Ksarin of Tmimais by Sphira. Now the Gemara goes on, and the Gemara says that Reb Elazar Reb Shimon that holds that you can't do the Ksir B'yayim is B'shitas Rabbi Kiva Rabbi Yomra. The Rabbi Kiva holds that if it's Evshla Seisim Erev Shabbos, it's not Deicha Shabbos. So here also, if it would be Evshla Seisai a different time, so it wouldn't be Deicha Shabbos. And since the Omer is Deicha Shabbos, so Mimela, it has to be that it can only be done at night. That's what the Gemara says b'shem Rabbi Yechanan. Later, the Gemara asks a kasha from our Mishnah, that our Mishnah says that nixa b'yayim kasha v'deiches a Shabbos. Because Rabbi Yechanan says that according to Rebbe, that says you could be kaitza b'yayim, in them state that it's not deiches Shabbos. And the Mishnayos here that say that it is deiches Shabbos is the Leik Rebbe. And our mission that says that Nixa B'yayim is Kasha V'deich HaShabbos, it doesn't mean the Ksir is Deich HaShabbos, it means that Krav is Deich HaShabbos. So, the end of the Gemara, Rabbi Yechanan, he seems to be saying clearly that if you hold it's Deich HaShabbos, that would have to mean that you have to do it by night. If you hold that it's Kasha B'yayim, and them state that it's not Deich HaShabbos. So the Lecha Mishnah already asks his Kasha, and the Birch says Zevach, they were from the first Achrayim to ask the Kasha, that the Rambam is an obvious theory. The Rambam paskins Nixa B'yayim is Kasha, and the Rambam also paskins that the Ksir is Deich HaShabbos, and doesn't stem with the Maskanas HaGemara. So all the Mefarshim here, the Tzayin Kedashim, and the Eilish Leimai, and the Sfas Emes, and all the Mefarshim here, and Kama V'Kama, other Mefarshim, and Chuvus ready, the Shach also asked this Kasha. The Shach was really the first, the Shach in Hilchus Milam, Semin Reish Samachala, Fusa Asis Kashi. He was going on the Shaila, if Amila Kaidim Shmini needs a toughest Ambris, if he eats with the with Amila Kaidim Shmini, and he brings the Raya, then Al Karchach, you have to say that you're not eats in Amila, you need a toughest Ambris, because if you eats in Amila before, it wouldn't be Deich HaShabbos, that's a Smavur and Agamara. And he's Ma'ir that the Rambam doesn't seem to pask in that way, because the Rambam seems to say, and Nixa B'yayim is Kasher, and still he says it's Deich HaShabbos, but he says very shver, it's not like the Gemara. But there's a tremendous Rishima of Achreinim that speak about this Kasher. If you look in the Mafteach of the Rambam of the Shapsi Frankel Madura, he brings a huge, huge Reba of Achreinim that answer the Kasher. And the Ulma Falpel, they're all on the show. In other words, the Kasher is not so shver in Svar. Because you could say that the Mitzvah's Ksir is Deich HaShabbos, even though it's Efshem Esmo. Because you could say one of two things. Either you could say Stam al Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita. Since this is the good time to do the Mitzvah, you'd say Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita. And the Gemara brought that, and the Gemara said, L'gabi Hektech Alam Ve'Yvarim, that you're allowed to burn the Chalev on Shabbos of the Karban Pesach, even though you could burn it later, because Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita. And the Gemara says, Svara, that that's different, because the Shechita was already Deicha Shabbos. So you don't say Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita. So a lot of them bring other Gemaras that hold not that way, that the Rambam was saymecha, other Gemaras that hold not that way, that hold that you say chaviva mitzvah b'shaita, even when you don't have the svar of paradox or Shabbos. Or you could stem say that the Rambam had a drasha, a limud, that the mitzvah's ksira be'etzim is daicha Shabbos. You can't say efshe me'esmo. Because even if you be yetza, the havas aimer, when you do it me'esmo, but you wouldn't have the mitzvah's ksira. And the mitzvah's ksira be'etzim is daicha Shabbos. Could be totally where the drasha comes from, that ksira's aimer is daicha Shabbos. Is that a bepulim, a lot of different achrayim say. But the Mishkanis Yankov that we spoke out, and also the Einig Yamtiv says Mamish the same shtickle, it's in Simen Mem Gimel. They say a shtickle based on this you say that we said from the Brisker Rav, that our Mishnah is saying that Nixa B'yayim is kosher means more than the Omer is kosher. It means that you're Mekayin the Mitzvah's Ksira. That's what the Gemara and them done before. And they learn this is a machloikis between Rabbah and Rabbi Yechanan. Because like we said, the way they're learning the Gemara, the steer between the Mishnah here and the Mishnah in Megillah is that our Mishnah is saying that the mitzvah ksir sa'im could be niskayim b'yayim, and the Mishnah in Megillah is saying that the mitzvah of ksir sa'im could only be niskayim b'layla. That's the steer the Gemara had. And on that Rabbah said, Ha Rabbi Ha Rabbi Zibar Shimon. So Vaisis Rabbi learned that the Machlekes Rebbe and Rabbi Zibar Shimon, whether you can be Mekayim, the mitzvah ksira b'yayim or not. And Vaisdeis, both Rebbe and Rebbe Zibar Shimon hold of Rebbe Zibar and Rebbe Shimon's Yisoid that kol ha'im ha'shenikso shloike mitzvah se'ipasol. They're both maskim that if you don't have the mitzvah ksira, so then the aimer is pasol. Not like our mission which says that you could bring the aimer from the aimer. And the Machlekes, Rebbe and Rebbe Zibar Shimon is there a kiyum of the mitzvah ksir when you do it b'yayim or not? Rabbi Yechanan holds no. Rabbi Yechanan that started saying that Rabbi Ezra b'shim b'shita shabikiva Rabbi Yomra, Rabbi Yechanan learns that no, that both Rabbi and Rabbi Ezra b'shimin hold that you're not mekayin the mitzvah ksir b'yayim. So what's the machlokes Rabbi and Rabbi Ezra b'shimin? If when you have an aimer without a kiyum of the mitzvah ksir, are you yetsa the aimer or not? That's good for the machlokes Rabbi and Rabbi Ezra b'shimin. So that's why Rabbi Yechanan shtel su this din, that Rabbi Ezra b'shimin proves from the fact that it's Deicha Shabbos, and vice dice, you're not Yetzer Aimer without it. And Rabbi holds that you're Yetzer Aimer without a mitzvah, without doing a mitzvah ksira, and the male Rabbi holds that's not Deicha Shabbos. Because Rabbi Yechanan holds that you can't be Deicha Shabbos tamasakim in a mitzvah ksira. But we pass in like Rabbi. So we paskin that you are Deicha Shabbos because of the kiyum and the mitzvah ksira. So male, it's very good. And he says he has a raya from a Yerushalmi. Other Achreinim also brought the Yerushalmi. Because the Yerushalmi is mavur that the ksira is Deicha Shabbos even when you do it b'yayim. Let's say it came out on Shabbos and you didn't do it b'layla. You could still do the ksira b'yayim. And he said, and the Yerushalmi lehed your red zeis. That the shayla if it's Deicha B'yayim is that it's Kasha B'yayim because it blives Min Ha'imrim? Or no, it blives a Ksira. The Shami Lahed is reading Isis Nakuda. That if the Pshadin B'yayim is Kasha because it's a blives a Ksira, blives a Mitzvah Ksira, then even B'yayim is going to be Deicha Shabbos. So the Mishkas Yankov and the Einig Yantif, they learned that that's Gufa the Machlokes in Asug Yigufa. There are B'yayichan and Hel, that Lekuli Almi, you're not Mekayin the Mitzvah Ksira B'yayim. And the machloikis, Rabbi Nerblezer, Rabbi Shimon, is whether you could be yates in the mitzvah's aimer without a kiyum of ksira. And Rabbi Yechon also held that lekuli alma, the mitzvah's ksira alone is not deicha Shabbos, only if it's necessary for the aimer. And that's why Rabbi Yechon held that according to Rabbi, that you could have avos aimer without the mitzvah's ksira, sen kumtais is not deicha Shabbos. But Rabbi held that the machloikis, Rabbi Nerblezer, Rabbi Shimon, is in the key of mitzvah ksir, if it could be b'yayim or not. And according to Rabbah, both Rabbi and Rabbi Ezra b'Shimon hold that if you don't have a key of the mitzvah ksira, you're not going to be yetzer aimer. And that's where the arguing goof if the day is called the key of the mitzvah ksira. So the Rabbah passes like that, that we hold like Rabbi, like the Mishnah, the niksa b'yayim is kasher, meaning that it's mamash akim of the mitzvah k'sira. And the mela, the techiyah Shabbos, comes because of the mitzvah k'sira. That's the pshat from the Mishkanos Yankov and the Einig Yamdev.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Maram HaKlemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.